Brothers and sisters, you know, we love to have great conversations with shakers and movers, incredible people in Chicago and beyond who are doing things to help make the world a better place. So we're excited today to be able to talk to a longtime freedom fighter, someone who has been in the movement for actually longer than I've been alive, just by a few years, just by a couple years. he is here in Chicago talking about some upcoming things. One of them you may have heard of before, the October 22nd Coalition to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. We're pleased to talk to revolutionary Carl Dix. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me on, brother.
Man, it's an absolute pleasure. You're here in Chicago, of course, doing a few things, and we know that the fall season, oftentimes people are kind of getting into their warm and fuzzy feelings about, Yule logs and fires and Christmas trees and holiday gatherings. But there's much more at stake today. And back in, 1996, you co-founded the October 22nd Coalition to stand up against mass incarceration and police brutality. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually 20 years ago this year, and we decided that the way that police were brutalizing and murdering people was a nationwide epidemic, and we had to fight it on more than a city-by-city basis, and we formed a national coalition aimed at stopping police brutality, repression, and the criminalization of a generation, because we could see that they had targeted black youth, Latino youth, and other oppressed youth as a criminal class, and were just treating them like criminals or potential criminals to be locked down and locked up, penned in, and even brutalized and killed off. And since then, we've been marking October 22nd as the National Day of Protest to Stop Police Brutality. Then in 2011, we felt, Cornel West and I felt that we needed to zero in much more on the question of mass incarceration, and we formed the Stop Mass Incarceration Network, which collaborates around the October 22nd protests around police brutality. And myself, I was motivated to do this by the fact, one was just the way in which police were killing our people and getting away with it. And when I say our people, I'm not just saying black people, because even though I am African American, but look, when I see a young person gunned down in the street, whether it's Tamir Rice in Cleveland or Anthony Lopez out in the San Francisco area, that strikes me like I lost a child or a nephew. When I see a situation like Deborah Danner, a 66-year-old black woman gunned down by police in New York City, I feel like I lost a sister or a cousin, you know, because these are my people being gunned down by this system. And this violence is built into the fabric of this system. It's a big part of why I'm a revolutionary communist working to get rid of this system, because I know that this system has its police out there doing this. You know, it's not a few rogue cops. It's not bad training or supervision. It's the cops doing what they are supposed to do, terrorizing and brutalizing and even murdering people that this system hates and fears, people that they have no future for. And we need to make a revolution, defeat and dismantle the armed forces of suppression of this system, the police and the military, and bring a new system into being to end this horror, as well as the other horrors that this system brings down. So that's what's been motivating me. And that's a big part of why I happen to be in Chicago this year for October 22nd. And we're going to be protesting on October 22nd at the Chicago Water Tower on Saturday, October 22nd at 1 o'clock. And I invite all of your listeners to come out to be there with us, because Chicago is a place that is really known around the world for the way that the police brutalize and murder black people in particular, Latinos as well, but a lot of the really underlining cases recently have been black people, and many of them have been shot in the back, which makes real clear what's going down. If you're shooting somebody running away from you, then you are executing them.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, that's so important. You raised so many and critical points. There are so many questions that run through my mind, but one thing, as you were talking and talking about the origins of October 22nd Coalition in 1996, we didn't have email, we didn't have social media, and I'm sure at that time, because of the Clinton administration, a lot of people thought that we were doing well, but these are the years that there was the growth of the prison industrial complex. How important is it for us to understand that the current political situation, just like you saying about the police, is a continuation of that very same thing, regardless of who may actually win in November?
Yeah, you exactly took us to a very important question, because a lot of people today are saying, well, you know, I got to go with the Democrats and Hillary Clinton because Trump is so scary. And see, what people should really be scared of is this system, you know, because as you pointed out, a lot of the mechanism for the leap in mass incarceration comes from the Clinton years, you know, the Effective Death Penalty Act, laws that put more police out on the streets in cities all across the country and began transferring military weaponry to those police. That all comes from the Clinton years. And that was Bill Clinton, but at the same time, Hillary Clinton was out making speeches about how black youth in the inner cities were super predators who needed to be brought to heel. And what we're being presented with today is a choice between two gangsters fighting over which one is going to preside over the horrors that this capitalist imperialist system brings down on people. That's what it comes down to. Because, look, I listened to him debate, and Donald Trump will come out there and say, I'm going to build a wall and I'm going to deport all kinds of immigrants. Well, Hillary Clinton was part of the Obama administration, and Obama deported more immigrants than any president in history. The police murdering people continued and intensified under Obama. And I tell people, look, the system was ready to put a black person in the White House because they felt they needed that to suck black people, other oppressed people and progressive people back into the confines of the system to make them think it would work for them. But did the police stop gunning down black people in the street? No, they didn't. They intensified it. And today it's right out in the open. You know, you can no longer say, I don't know that police gunned down black people or Latino people or Native people, because now that we have cell phones and the video capability, you can go online and watch a video of police murdering somebody. And sometimes it even makes it on TV, so you don't even have to turn on your computer. And you can see that people are being murdered, and the murderers, the killer cops, are allowed to walk. So the horrors that we're dealing with today, from the horrific stuff that this system brings down on black people, Latino people, and other oppressed groups, from the attacks on immigrants, the wars for empire, and from the degradation it brings down on women, are going to continue whichever one of them gets into office. And the real, you know, a lot of people say the worst thing in the world would be for Donald Trump to get into the White House. Well, actually, the worst thing in the world would be for people to get sucked into getting with the Democrats thinking that's going to save them. The thing that people need to do is they need to get organized, and I am part of a Get Into the Revolution national organizing tour. We have just touched down in Chicago. It's the first stop on this tour, and we are recruiting people into an actual revolution because that's what we need to do to get rid of these horrors, to take on and take down this system and get rid of it. And I'm going to be bringing that message to the October 22nd rally at the Chicago Water Tower on Saturday, October 22nd at 1 o'clock. And then we're going to have a rally the following Saturday at Grant Park at 1 o'clock in downtown Chicago. And this rally is pointed at the other thing Chicago is known for worldwide, and that is the way that our youth fight and kill each other. Because this is another horror show. It is more intense in Chicago than in any other city across the country. And this is also caused by this system and the way that it operates. Because this system just has no future for our youth. They've taken the legitimate means of employment, the factories and all the rest, and move them halfway around the world where they can exploit somebody a lot more than they could in this country, which leaves our young people with no chance, no legitimate ways to survive. So many of them get forced into some hustle, legal or otherwise, that has them fighting each other for turf. They have geared the educational system to fail our youth. And here in Chicago, that is intense too, the way they're closing down the schools, diverting the funding towards their teach to the test programs, having our kids memorizing random facts and then regurgitating them on command, which don't teach you how to think. That just teaches you to remember something that ain't going to be very useful for you, when what you need to learn in school is how to think. And you also need avenues like music, like theater, like journalism, so that people have opportunities to go into the directions that they feel are that's them. You know, some people, when I was growing up, I could do math. I started out counting, then I could do math. I mean, and I would even do things like race people who, with their, we used to have these things called slide rules. I don't know if they use them anymore with all the digital technology, but that's how you would do calculations. I learned how to do calculations in my head faster than the dude could set up his slide rule. So that was my thing. But then other people, music was their thing, and that's what they loved about school. But you start cutting that stuff out, then you're going to, you know, chill them on wanting to go to school because they're not going to feel it. And you need that kind of breadth and diversity in the educational curriculum, and Chicago is in the forefront of cutting that out. Rahm Emanuel's education plan has gutted the education for people, and then he turns around and blames our youth, say they lack morals and character, when his system has driven them in that direction. So our tour has a theme of America was never great, because that's another thing being bandied around in this election. You got Donald Trump saying, make America great again, which you have to ask him, what does he mean? Does he want to go back to Jim Crow segregation? Does he want to go all the way back to slavery? Does he want to go back to when women couldn't vote? Because when you listen to him, that seems to be what he's posing. Then you say, he'll have Hillary Clinton saying, oh, America is great. Well, wait a minute. What was ever great about slavery? About stealing the land from the native inhabitants? And what is great about mass incarceration, deporting immigrants? What is great about the fact that 1 in 4 women in this country will be sexually assaulted in her lifetime? Ain't nothing great about that. So we say America was never great, and we need to overthrow, not vote for this system. And on the basis of that message, we're going to be organizing people into this revolution. We're going to have that rally on October 29th at 1 o'clock at Grant Park in downtown Chicago, where we're going to bring together people from the different neighborhoods and the different sets to declare that they are getting out of fighting and killing each other, and getting into a revolution to take on this system and get
rid of it. I love it. Yes. That's so critical. And, you know, I've done reporting throughout the years on John Birch, police commander who was in charge, right, with torturing. And I recall also the Attorney General office when Daley was, the last Daley was over the Attorney General's office when they had the niggas by the pound contest. And they would weigh black and Latino people after they were sentenced. And it was a contest to see how much weight they could put into the prison system. And it seems as though today there's a message going across the communities in Chicago where when you have someone who, you know, not the straight bullet necessarily situation, but when someone is killed and they don't find the person who did it. And the conversation oftentimes in the community is, man, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? Yeah. Was he into it with anybody? No, he wasn't. Must have been the police. So there's that feeling when the person is not identified with being a part of any problem in the community that the police are actually involved with that shooting. So, you know, I hope that that message, or at least someone willing to express that idea will come across, or even just the theme of it, that, you know, some of these killings I may not even be, you know, black on or Latino youth violence, but, you know, them finding another way to help foster violence in our communities. Can you talk a little bit about the importance, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, the importance of the coalition of black, Latino, and other oppressed people and why that's a big thing in organizing and your organizing efforts to bring those all those parties together for the common cause.
Yeah, you've taken me right to an important point, because a lot of times when you say to people we need a revolution, at first they don't understand what you mean. And then when they understand that you mean an actual revolution, one that takes on, meets, and defeats the institutions of violence, suppression of this system, the police, the military, and all that, they say you can't do that because the people are too divided, we're too messed up, the revolutionary forces are too small. And look, we know that. We've got a leader who has spent decades addressing everything that stands between humanity and its ultimate emancipation. That leader is Bob Avakian, the leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party. And he has come forward with a strategic approach for how you could make revolution, an actual revolution, a real revolution in a country like this. And a key to it is to get people out of those things they're mired into right now. And a huge one is our young people fighting and killing each other, whether that is among black people doing it to each other, whether that's between blacks and Latinos. We have to get out of that and see that the brother across the street is not your enemy, even though you have like all kinds of tradition of this set against that set. Your enemy is not across the street. Your enemy is the system that is weighing down on both of you and the enforcers that they have out there beating you down and even murdering you. And they work to keep our youth at each other's throats. They don't just create the conditions and then step back and see what happens. Because when they see youth coming together, they'll come in and mess it up. I was out in Los Angeles in 1992 when the rebellion broke out after the cops who were caught on video beating Rodney King almost to death got acquitted, and the gangs out there called a truce. They stopped fighting each other. And I went out among them. I talked with them, and they talked about how difficult that was because there were all these situations where so-and-so had been killed, and, you know, a homie had been killed, and the other set was thought to be responsible, and you felt like you had to retaliate, which then meant they had to retaliate on you. But these young people got out of that situation. And then what the cops started doing is they'd go and pick up somebody from one set and drive him into the territory of another set and then throw him out the car and then tell the folks from that set, hey, somebody from the Bounty Hunter Bloods has come into 8-Tray Gangster Crip territory. You going to let that go down? Trying to start something to break the truce down. Then there would be situations exactly like you talked about. Somebody would end up dead, and no one could figure it out, and there were attempts to spread rumors. Oh, it was this other set that did it. So they were actively working behind the scenes, and sometimes not that far behind the scenes, to start some mess, to get people back to fighting and killing each other. And look, unfortunately, that truce that they forged in L.A. was not able to continue, because the one thing that never happened was there was never any opportunities put out there for our youth to do anything other than banging and slanging, because that's what they called it in L.A. I don't know if they call it that in Chicago, or that's still the terminology, but back in the 90s in L.A., folks say, I'm banging and I'm slanging, you know, gang banging and slinging drugs, selling drugs, that kind of stuff. And that's what people had to do to survive. And we got to get our youth out of that. And there's no way that this system is going to do it. And Arne Duncan, who used to be the head of schools here in Chicago and then moved to D.C., he's talking about, oh, I got this program to solve it. I went over and I talked to some of the shooters, and they said if we could get them jobs paying at least $12 an hour, they would get out of this stuff. And then he said, that's peanuts. And it tells you what they think of us. They're going to throw peanuts at us like we some animals in the zoo to deal with the problems that they have put us in the first place.
Right.
And he's talking like he just discovered something. Well, I'm old enough to know that in the 60s after the rebellions, they put together something called the Kerner Commission, which came to the same conclusion that if they came up with jobs for people, that people would get out of crime, they would get out of fighting each other and the different things that were going on. But then what the system decided to do was there's no profit in finding jobs for everybody. So what they came up with as a solution was criminalization. Because right after the Kerner Commission issued his report, Richard Nixon, who was the president at the time, or he became the president shortly after the Kerner Commission report, said, the problem is the blacks, and we need to devise a solution that does not let folks know that that's the problem we're dealing with. And so they came up with the first modern war on drugs and war on crime, which were really wars on black people. And they have kept that going up to today, and they've expanded the targets, because now Latino youth are also targets of the wars on drugs and crime. And that's why most of the people in jail today are either black or Latino. That's also why the people gunned down by police are either black or Latino. Actually, I should not forget our Native American brothers and sisters, because while their numbers are few in the country today because they almost wiped them all out when they stole the land from them, they actually face levels of incarceration and murder by police that are as high as those faced by black people.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Man, well, look, I appreciate it. I could listen to you go on and on, and just providing just a critical information, but I know we're at the close of a little over 30 minutes, so I want to just encourage folks. Chicago Water Tower, 1 p.m., October 22nd, and then October 29th, 1 p.m. at Grant Park. Join Rise Up October. Join the event on October 29th to fight against mass incarceration police brutality and internal Black and Latino violence against each other.
Let me give a phone number and a website.
Yes, please, absolutely.
Yeah, because if it resonates with you to get our young people out of fighting and killing each other and coming together to take on the system, if this is something you want to see happen, give us a call. Area code 312-804-9121, or go to the website revcom.us. That's revcom.us, U.S., and check it out. Contact us and get involved. Like the brother just gave you the details, October 22nd, 1 o'clock at Chicago Water Tower, October 29th, 1 o'clock at Grant Park. Be there and get into this revolution. You can't vote away these problems that we're dealing with. You can't beg the politicians to do something about it because they are actively working on keeping these problems going, beating us down, oppressing us, suppressing us even more. We got to stand up on our own, and we have to fight to get out of that. And that means the people within the sound of my voice got to start getting into this real revolution.
This is Tory Muhammad. You've been listening to Bean Soup Radio. Carl Dix, we thank you very much. We appreciate you and continue to fight.
Thank you for having me on, Tory.